you've ever been a parent, a grandparent, even just an uncle or an aunt, if you've ever been around a small child, one of the big moments in a child's life is learning to walk. How do you handle that? We're going to talk about learning to walk and some interesting thoughts on what that means to us right here on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and I am recording this show podcast, having returned from 2 weeks in the Dominican Republic, and having just a great time down there doing ministry. We're working building a hospital, and when people hear say building a hospital, they picture some half-built building, but we're actually working on the fifth floor. This is a big hospital now. It started out small. It started as a clinic, and now it has an operating room and an emergency room and patient rooms and a dental clinic and MRI and dialysis. It's now a fully functioning hospital, but we've been working on it for a long time. Some of my friends and others who have on the team, they've been going for over 20 years, 25 years. And some of them remember when it was just a clinic, and then I've been going for 11 years now and have seen this thing go from a two-story to now, like I said, working on a fifth story and just watching the ministry of this hospital grow as they are trying to reach their community and take care of people who didn't have health care or access to good health care before, the Haitian community there in the Dominican Republic. But while I was gone, our associate pastor, our administrative pastor, Cody Spencer, was filling in for me, and I am going to admit that I am going to crib something that he spoke on last Sunday, and it really spoke to my heart. I really, really enjoyed it, and I wanted to share it with all of you here on the Corner of Truth and Life, because I think it bears repeating. And it spoke to my heart as well, because I'm a parent. And as a parent of four children, I have watched four children learn to walk. And it's just an exciting thing. It's a scary thing, because once they start walking, then they're really extra mobile. I mean, they're pretty mobile crawling. But once they start walking, you're really, all the bets are off. And then they go from walking to running within days, because once they can do it, they want to do it fast. And then you're chasing them, because a fast crawler is way slower than a fast runner. But it's also exciting when they start taking those first steps, and it's neat to watch them. But Cody made a great point of a spiritual application to that. So When a child is learning all these new tasks, they're bad at all of them. When they're trying to feed themselves, you know, one of the fun things that a lot of people do, and we did it, is, you know, when they turn one, you give them their birthday cake and you put it right in front of them and let them go to town, and they make a mess. And they get it all over their face and their hands and the floor, and they destroy the cake, and that's part of the fun. And so you take pictures and videos of it, and there they are all messy, and they've... Now, if they were 15 and doing that, you'd put them in time out, and you'd say, you can't have cake. You'd say, well, what is wrong with you? Why are you making such a mess? But at one, you're like, oh, it's so cute. Look at them grab the cake in their hands and totally destroy it. Because they're a kid, and they're learning. And we understand that when children are learning, that they're not good at stuff. And so when they're learning to walk, you know, they take their first steps. They let go of whatever they've been holding on to, and they take those first tentative steps, and they're wobbly. And then they take one step or two step, and boom, down they go. And you hope they go backwards and land on their bum. If they go forward, then you've got a crying child who's got a boo-boo. And when that happens, you're like, oh, wow, you did so good. You did so good. And then you just encourage them to keep trying. And over time, they, and some kids move faster than others, but over time, they learn to walk. And they get better at it. Until you're pretty good. Now, that doesn't mean you're never going to fall over. I know when I learned to ride a bike, I was slow to learn how to ride without training wheels. I was not brave. So I had training wheels on a bit longer than I like to admit now. But when I got off, and all my kids learned way faster, and they were like five, they're like without training wheels. And I was like, gee, I think I was like 12 or 10. But anyway, I don't remember now. But I remember once I got my training wheels off, very, very shortly after that, my dad had a big black plastic pipe to run water down back to the garden. So it was this long plastic tubing, heavy duty black plastic, and I was riding alongside it, and I tried to cross over it, and I didn't hit it perpendicular. I hit it parallel, and it took me out. The tire hit that black tubing and went sideways, and the bike went sideways, and I went flying into a heap and got banged up. And I don't remember if I cried or not, but I might have. I remember I got hurt. Because even though I knew how to ride by then, I still didn't have complete control of the bike, and I still didn't know how to handle that. I didn't know that I should have turned and gone over the pipe perpendicular. I didn't have enough judgment yet to know how to do things, and so I fell. And riding a bike, walking, you know, you watch kids, even when they kind of know how to do it, they don't know enough to not fall. And so the point that all this discussion on doing that is, we don't worry too much about those things. I mean, I guess there are probably parents who are unreasonable, but your basic loving parent is going to say, hey, you know, hey, that happens. That happens. It's okay. You're learning. You're learning. You'll get there. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Keep working at it. Because they are learning, and falling's part of it. And when that child, when that, you know, almost two-year-old or two-year-old is taking their first steps and then falls over, I don't think I've ever seen a parent, I know we never said, man, you are such a loser. Why can't you walk yet? No, he just said, hey, keep trying. You're doing okay. You just keep working at it. It's okay. You're learning. So then when it comes to spiritual things, sometimes we're very different. And sometimes, if we are a spiritual parent, maybe a pastor or a leader, but even just you're just a spiritual person, we can look at those who are walking and then fall and go, you are such a loser. What is your problem? You can't do that. Don't do that. Why'd you fall? And sometimes we have to realize, well, sometimes they're just learning to walk. And sometimes people, it takes a while. You know, I mean, a baby doesn't learn to walk in 2 months. It's usually 1 to 2 years to really get the walking thing down. And even then, they may struggle for a while. They may not be a good walker for a bit. And they're not ready to start running obstacle courses yet. That takes even more work. And some people might never get there. And yet the Bible talks about that we're running a race and that there are obstacles and that we can easily get our feet entangled with sin. In other words, the Bible describes that falling is normal. Not desirable, but normal. So we don't excuse it in the sense of saying it's good to fall. Well, no, it's not good to fall, but it's normal. And it's part of the process. And it's going to happen. And yet so often when we fall spiritually, we're like, oh, you're such a loser. You're a bad person. Or we do that to ourselves. We can do that very easily to ourselves. I'm a bad person. I'm such a loser. How come I don't have this down yet? Well, you're learning. You know, when I dumped my bike that day because I encountered a situation that I wasn't prepared for and I didn't handle it right. Because I just didn't know. I didn't know what to do. Well, you should have known. Well, maybe I should have. It didn't matter. I didn't. And I fell. And I got hurt. There are consequences. But it didn't mean that I should give up the bike. Man, I need to get right back up and keep riding. And that was my parents' thing. You get on the bike and keep going. I'm hurt. But they knew I needed to keep going. And so often, we like you loser. And we put them in time out. And what they need to do is, well, let me help you up. And yet you're going to need a Band-Aid on that. Or let me go get a wet washcloth and wash that wound out. But let's get you walking. Let's get you riding. Let's get you back into the game. Let's get you moving. Because the point isn't to not fall. The point is to not stop. Keep going. And when that becomes our spiritual motivation, when that becomes our spiritual orientation, to understand that we're trying to walk with Jesus and we're going to fall. You know, you think of Peter jumping out of the boat and walking on water, and then he sunk, and Jesus helped him back up. Said, "No, why'd you doubt?" And then he brought him back to the boat. I assume they walked back. Doesn't say Jesus carried him. I mean, doesn't say anything, but I think they walked back. Jesus just helped Peter back up out of the water and said, "All right, let's get back in the boat." But there's no condemnation. There's, "Don't doubt me, Peter." He's teaching him how not to fall again. And we know that Peter fell again. He denied Jesus 3 times. And then Jesus picked him back up and said, "Hey, you're going to help this whole church thing work." And Peter became a leader in the church, despite some really bad falls. So it's not that we should, you know, just brush off a fall. No, we need to pay attention. We need to learn. A child who falls is learning how to walk, and we need to learn how to walk and understand that falling is part of that. And when we see others that are walking unsteadily, who are falling, we need to remember that and not say, "You are such a loser." But instead, be authors of grace and truth to them and say, "Hey, you're all right. You're all right. Just get up. Get up. Let me help you up." And if they're wounded, help heal their wounds. Help encourage them. Help them heal. And say, keep walking. Keep walking. Let's pursue God together. Let's pursue Jesus together. Because he loves us and he forgives us and he died on the cross. So that when we mess up, so that when we fall flat on our faces and gash our forehead open, when we dump our bike, Jesus is like, "Yep, I'm here, and I love you, and I forgive you. Let me get you up. Let me help you learn to walk more." I think that would change a lot of our experiences of just how we do church, of how we deal with one another. And it would help us become less self-defeating in ourselves by not beating ourselves up every time we have a failure. And not beating others up when they have a failure. I don't know how long you've been walking, whether you've been walking a long time or if you're just learning to walk. But we all stumble and fall. The trick is to not stay down. And to understand that Jesus loves you and he died for you. And that he wants to forgive you. And you can get back up. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.